What is up, you guys? Welcome back to yet another episode of the Staying Christian
Podcast. Oh my God,
podcast.
It's another one. Sigh.
This podcast, Eli has loads of content. He's just been piling it up.
I'm bathing in it.
Meanwhile, I have had like zero content. We'll probably talk about that in the podcast.
Just
the fact that I have no content.
Yep, you know, Gavin always comes here. He does no work for this podcast at all.
Absolutely none.
I'm a straight bum. He's a freeloader. No. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, it's not like I work or anything. Anyways, this podcast, we're probably going to talk about depression. We're probably going to talk about...
Depression?
Eli will probably mention some kids in Africa.
We'll go to the Bible Verse Generator.
New song segment can speak today.
I always brag about Africa. How I went and you didn't go. And how great I am and all that. How much money I've given to organizations.
You know what?
How many good works I've done. All my good deeds.
It's going to be a good podcast. That's what this is all about.
You can tell, can't you?
It's going to be a good one.
So not this week, but last week, I was thinking about Jesus. You know, as one does when you have a podcast about Jesus.
Naturally.
But I was thinking about him crying. And I don't know why, but for a minute I was just sitting there working and I was thinking about just the reality of him weeping over Lazarus.
Was that the verse where it just says Jesus wept, the shortest verse in the Bible?
And for some reason, every other picture in my mind blacked out. It was just out. And then it was like a single light shone down. It was very cinematic, but it was like right in front of me almost. I don't know what it was, but I was like almost drawn to tears myself with the fact that I have a God that loves me that much, you know, to go through the pain on purpose every step of the way, not giving in and saying, you know what, I can't handle this. And like thinking of me or thinking of my family, people I love dearly, to save them, you know? And I'm just like, I was thinking about that at work the other week and I'm just like, man, I am very blessed. God's love for me is very real, and I am beyond gratitude for that sacrifice for me. I was just thinking about that the other week.
Just thinking about that. What? That was when it was said Lazarus died, right?
Right.
Well, and so he wept, but he had the power to bring him back to life, right? And he did.
Yeah, but he still died. Like, I could go into that, but I'm not... I don't really want
to. That's just so interesting.
I was just thinking about him crying over the lost or whatever and like going and saving the lost, but at the same time it's just like he loved us that much to go through that much pain and the amount of like self-control.
He didn't just walk up to Mary and give a laugh, be like, haha, it's okay Mary, I got
it's
this
okay.
one, let me just roll this stone.
Right. I'm not even specifically thinking about Lazarus, but I was just thinking about
the fact that he wept
and how much he cared for all of us, you know. I don't know.
The last podcast or two, I want to say, well, quite a few podcasts in the past, I've been like, oh, I'm feeling down. And you're like, Gavin, just get out of your slump, Gabe, you know? I have come to report back that I have found the cure for depression.
That's a wild claim.
I have found the cure.
haven't we made this claim before that we've had this?
So, I haven't found the cure. But I found something that I think has definitely contributed to the cause of like me feeling down. I don't know that I would say it was true depression, but the number one thing I think is sleep. I have like barely, I would have been surviving on like 5 hours of sleep a night for weekdays for like a whole month or two.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very unhealthy lifestyle and it basically puts you at your worst. And recently, I got some more sleep, and suddenly I was a much happier person. So that was just one thing. My second thing is what you're listening to matters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I like sadder sounding music for some reason. I don't know why. But I don't think that necessarily helps either, you know? This music is like making it sound sad for some reason. Like this whole thing.
I thought you were sad. What happened?
But basically what I'm saying is, the music went in, I feel like, and already I had the tendency to lean towards that direction. So the music only made it worse, you know? Mm-hmm. And like these I'll admit it. I listen to some breakup songs because I like the way they sound. You know, I like the way some music sounds. Uh-huh. And those just like hit you in the gut. They're an emotional punch. And I enjoy that for some reason. So I just don't think that helped. So it just drew me into a deeper, darker hole.
Now you know what to do.
You know? So
stop it.
Stop it. Listen to some nice, happy jazz.
That's got me thinking about something else I was... But you can continue.
That's pretty much it. But anyways, oh, really? I was just... If you guys are out there and you're like, oh, Gabe's depressed. Maybe I should be depressed too. Don't be, number one. Number two,
get some more sleep.
Right. And number three, don't listen to breakup songs or any sad sounding songs. I mean, I'm not saying those are terrible songs because I enjoy listening to them still. But like, if you listen to a majority of them and you're already leaning that direction and you're low on sleep and you're feeling like a zombie, that is a terrible idea. So that is my spiel on depression and the cure for it. Also, I think being around friends too. That right. definitely helps. And people to laugh at you and your problems that you think are a big deal is a really big plus, you know? Mm-hmm. And obviously God, you know? But for me, I don't get a lot of emotional, like, interaction with God, I guess you could say. You know, everyone's like, oh, no. I'm like, but that is real for me. Like, I just don't get a whole lot of emotional stuff. Like, God spoke to me or I felt some warm tingly feeling in my heart and I was like, this is truly what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a logical person and I almost like have to have something that like basically points me in that direction, or other people saying, yes, this is what God says, or this is what God wants you to do. Mm-hmm. You know? So other people around me to laugh at me and be Christ around me, you know, is a really big deal. So definitely spending time with people like that has been helpful for me, you know?
Yeah. I think for some of that, it is important that you get that rest, you know, because we can have that hurry mindset like we talked about once before.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, today. And yeah. then you're like, oh, I got to get stuff done. You don't get the rest you need sometimes. And it is good to
actually sleep, you're saying, as sleep. Far as rest goes.
It's good to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Cure for depression, you guys. Go get some sleep. Laugh with your friends. Listen to some happy Andy Grammer or something.
Andy Grammer?
Yeah. I love him. Okay. So that's my spiel. There you have it. We'll resume back to this sad music now. Don't be like sad.
Rainy vibes. Rainy city vibes.
Totally is. Don't be sad, you guys. Go have a good day. Welcome back to the Random Bible Verse Generator. We will generate it by words, and Eli will break it down for us.
Okay.
All right. Prepared. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm always ready.
All right. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
Hmm.
1 Timothy 4:8.
1 Timothy, and that's in the New Testament, right?
Timothy. Pretty sure that's the Old Testament, isn't it?
1 Timothy.
First
and Second Timothy.
Maybe it is Second. Yeah. Second Testament. New Testament.
Second Testament? The New Testament.
It's the Old Testament and the New Testament. First, Second.
No.
Yeah. Anyways.
Do you Bible
break? Do you want to break this down for us?
It sounds like it's geared at people who are like super physical fitnessy people.
Like
I don't
me.
Know.
You see me every day just working out, lifting those weights.
He's like pumping that iron all
pumping
the time.
Pumping that iron.
I guess it's trying to say not to get caught up in things just because, oh, they're good for me. And to be like, hey, you know, godliness can help with everything. So you can still do that. Just don't get so caught up in it so that it distracts you from, you know, the thing. Because godliness helps you in this life and the next and not just... your physical body performance here, you know, being your main thing. I don't know, is that what it means to
you? I mean, that's pretty much for me. I mean, it what's interesting to me is that they do and say, yes, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come, saying, hey, like, it is of value, but also weigh it, this is going to last for eternity, these other things, but this other thing is just going to last temporarily.
Hmm.
So
interesting. Welcome to the new music segment. Here, we're just going to suggest some songs and stuff. Stuff that's like speaking to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Do the music.
Do the music. So, Gavin.
Eli.
Do you have a song this week?
I do, and I came up with it today, so you're welcome.
Oh, I came up with mine today, too. It's okay. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Why do you sound so weird?
It's all right, bro.
Why?
Just chill, brother.
Take a chill pill.
It's okay.
All right. My song is by Need to Breathe, and it is out of their latest album,
actually. That sounds like a stressful band. They're having trouble with their breathing.
Okay. Anyways.
That's where you insert the laugh track.
No.
Just save it. No. So that when you're editing on this later,
no.
You know, just add that.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
My new song is from Need to Breathe. Need to Breathe is a fantastic band. If you guys don't want to listen to them, then you guys have issues.
Sounds like you have suffocating issues. Another laugh track. Right. Okay.
That was bad, bro. Okay. That was really bad.
Asphyxiation. Should I have said asphyxiation?
I need to just ignore you. Hang On by Need to Breathe. That is one of those songs. It's really good. I like it. It's got like this, it's basically Hang On. I'm trying to think of a couple of verses that I know of. It's Hang On to the small town you love, but you're leaving. Of course, I'm not leaving the small town. I do have a friend that is, but, anyways, it's just like, hang on, you're going to make it, you know, which is always good to hear. I think, at least for me, you know. I'm always questioning, am I going to make it? Not like through life, but just like, I guess through life. I guess.
Yeah, you're just like, am I going to make it? Like,
am I
okay? Do you
mean
like in regards to like success, or do you mean just like in general?
In general, in life, you know, are you not just the complete failure? Because that's totally questions I have in my life. Am I a failure? You know, some people don't ask themselves that. I do ask myself that, you know, am I making a difference? And the song is just like, hey, hang on, you're going to make it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's encouraging. It sounds really good. I love Need to Breathe. They're just an encouraging band in general. So that is my song. If you guys don't like it, I don't care. So we're switching over to Eli's song. What new music have you been listening to that is spoken
to your
soul?
Well, this song isn't necessarily new.
Okay.
I mean, because I imagine you've listened to that Need to Breathe song for a while now, and then you've decided to bring it.
Right. I've listened to it like a couple weeks, but... The album is relatively new.
Okay, this one's been out for a little bit. This band isn't necessarily Christian or anything, so I'm not necessarily recommending their party songs. But AJR has an interesting song called Turning Out. That
isn't the one of language in it?
No, I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's technically about how he'd never really known what true love was. He's always confused because he was sort of sheltered, and he's got a girl he's interested in, and he's talking to her basically saying, am I ready for love, or maybe just a best friend, whatever. I'm stuck on what I used to see on TV. This doesn't feel like Disney feels, whatever. But the chorus ends with, I think I'm still turning out. You say I turned out fine. I think I'm still turning out. And that thought has been sticking around in my head for a long time. I know I've talked to Gavin about it before.
Yep.
But it's this aspect that we're not finished. We're not complete yet. You know, and we're still going through the journey God's bringing us through. And that's how I see the song, not necessarily about all of that. Like, I can still see it like that. But when I hear it, I think about, I'm still turning out. You know, for me to sit here and stress out about, oh, this isn't perfect, this isn't perfect, you know, I'm just a big mess. For me to look at my life that way, I think is incredibly stressful.
Right.
And for me to know that God's going to be right there with me,
mm-hmm.
and to know that I am turning out into where he has me to be, you know, I think that's a peaceful place to be. Anyway.
Well, that's really good.
Does it go along with your song?
It totally does, bro. That's what's funny. Like, so you guys listen to Eli's song, Are You Still Turning Out? And then listen to Hang On, because you're going to be all right.
It's funny.
It's funny. They went together really well,
We work in different departments at work, so we don't really talk to each other.
Nope. In fact, when I see Eli, I give him the evil eye.
Pretty much. I'm just like, hey, bro, what you looking at? And he's just like, I'm just walking by, dude. But yeah, that's funny that those kind of coincide.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about bringing this song for a little bit, but anyway.
Yeah.
Those songs will be linked in a playlist below. We have it on Spotify. I haven't put it on any other music platforms because Spotify is the one I usually use. So if you have Spotify and you want to listen to the songs that we've been sharing on the podcast already, just follow the link in the show notes.
And even if you don't have Spotify, you can click it and it'll at least show you the full playlist and you can see all the songs over the months that we have recommended to you guys.
And I put the newest ones that we've recommended on top. So when a podcast goes out, I put the songs that we recommended in that one on top of the playlist. So
that was the new song segment.
I didn't expect you to put it at the end.
You like how I'm doing this at the end? Yeah. Huh. Very professional.
So I'm here scrolling through space news like I do.
As you normally do.
As I do. I do that like every night we do a podcast. I'm 24/7. Like, stuff to report on. So, these two guys don't even know who they are. They're just these weirdos, like they trained to go to space or something. I don't know. But they went up, you know, and then they came back down. So I guess they did that. I don't know. They're space dudes.
Space dudes.
Yeah.
That's the title. That's the title of this space segment.
A while ago, SpaceX made history, I guess,
SpaceX has now made history.
They're doing that. But I mean, like, they sent these two guys for the first time a manned flight up to the space station. Oh, this
music's building up. You gotta build up with it.
Anyway, they came back down after a while. But I was just scrolling and I see space dad jokes. NASA astronauts made prank calls after historic SpaceX splashdown. And the caption says, "Hi, it's Doug and Bob, and we're in the ocean." So I'm just scrolling through. I'm like, what? What is this? What is it? So I look, and it's a tweet from Anthony Varela. I think he's part of the crew there. He goes, "I received one of these calls at the flight director console. It started with an opening line like, 'Hi, it's Doug and Bob, and we're in the ocean.' I think my response was, 'Yeah, I can see that.'" I'm just like, these guys. On my phone, it said spam risk. Glad I answered it anyway.
What? That's awesome.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm glad those guys made it down safely.
Yeah, so I did read actually about this, and they actually made those calls to essentially make sure that their calling device would work in case of an emergency in which they had to land somewhere where they weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. The ground crew prepared to basically go and retrieve them. So they basically like, hey, let's have some fun with it. So...
Oh, so Gavin should be bringing the space news, not me, huh?
Well, I didn't get all that information.
Space guys came up.
I never got the dad jokes things. I didn't see that. I just saw
Well, that was from space.com, I think. Hold on. Yeah, space.com.
Very official stuff there.
Very official. Official dad jokes.
There you guys go.
From Doug and Bob.
Space news. Well, I've been thinking once again.
You've been thinking, huh?
I've been reading.
What you been thinking about?
And here's another food for thought segment.
Oh, we're continuing this?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
It fits in with what I'm about to say, so I'll chuck it in.
Okay.
I'm just giving it a name, that's all. All
right.
What I'm about to say. Food for thought. I read this thing that I thought was interesting, and I was like, I wonder what this means. And I don't really know what it means, so that's why I'm bringing it here. So maybe Eli can unwrap it for me.
Okay.
Or maybe he can just say, I don't know either.
Well, you know, I'm a scholar. You know,
yeah.
I do a lot of reading.
You went to school.
I went to MIT, technology.
Bro, you're so stinking smart.
Yeah, I know. So, I wear glasses sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You just look even more smart.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you left your glasses right here.
Thanks, bro.
Yep, no problem.
Thanks.
Wow, now you just look way smarter. my verse is, "Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbors." This is in Corinthians, so New Testament, Second Testament. And
say Second Testament one more time. I will leave.
Is it going to hurt your little MIT brain? So I just thought it was interesting that it was saying, "Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor." It was just like,
to be the servant,
I guess so. But it's like also, like, I guess seek what, try to make it. I don't know. Like, I guess the way I read that is pray that other people achieve their things and get good things, and I guess get a deep relationship with God. You know, help seek that they become.
Instead of consistently
awesome
being like, "God, please give me $5 million.
Right, maybe like give them $5 million. That's a terrible example. But I guess that's how I kind of read it. Was like, maybe instead of praying for myself, you know, to be helpful to them, pray that they become better people. Maybe that's better for yourself. Maybe you are already going someplace if you're already praying for other people to become a better person. Hmm. You know, I don't know.
I mean, just seeking our own gain is always something that Jesus is like, hey, don't do that.
Right. But then like going that far as saying, hey, God, help them to become good and righteous and have a deep relationship with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just interesting to me. It's like maybe I think that's, I mean, it's not a bad thing, I think, to ask for that. So I'll probably go along with that for now. But
I mean, I don't see anything wrong. What about the verses like, did you need to be unpacked? Like, do you think you don't understand?
Well, it's just like, is that what it means? That's just an interesting, wild thought. It's very, like, not many people talk about that. You know, it's like, better yourself, you know? And it's not, hey, pray that this person becomes super righteous and super godly, you know? Don't worry about your own good, but worry about their good almost. Not worry, but, like, seek that, the good of someone else.
Right.
That's so interesting to me. And, like, I don't know.
I mean, I think that goes along with the servanthood thing.
Yeah.
And just not be giving of yourself, but be giving. No, not be giving unto yourself, but be giving unto others. And then there's also the not seeking your own credibility or to build up your own ego in that way.
Right. But that's all like you doing stuff for other people. What if it was almost like almost wanting them to be able to become a good person? I don't know. Maybe I'm just breaking this down in a weird way, but like hoping and seeking the good of someone else, praying that they would do good deeds for others, you know, that they would go out and do things for God and have a deeper, I don't know, instead of you actually doing things for people.
What, where
seeking
is that
their
verse?
Good. It doesn't say, hey, just go serve them. It's in Corinthians. So I guess it's one of the apostles writing to the churches, I think, in Corinthia or Corinthians.
Corinth.
Corinth. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Corinthia?
Yeah, it was just, where it wasn't, live, hey, Corinthia? Go serve them. Maybe it is in a different testament, but it said seek their good. Or maybe they mean, what they mean by that is try to find the good in your neighbor.
And not pass.
And not try to find the good in yourself.
Huh.
But it says seek, and seek is a clear thing. It says seek the Lord. It doesn't say.
Right. And that's more action based.
You know,
sort
it's,
of.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I do think it's.
Yeah.
Seek the good for this person.
I don't think
know?
That's a bad translation.
So, anyways.
I mean, it might mean something else, and I'm sure I'll come across it in a different context somewhere at some point and be like, oh, maybe it
have
means
a
that.
Revelation, relevation, or something.
Relevation. Gosh, Kev. It's Revelation, bro.
I know.
Corinthia.
But yeah. Anyways, food for thought. I've been thinking about that verse, and I was like, this is very interesting. I know you're like, Gabe, we already had a random Bible verse generator thingy-ma-jigger. Well, like, I read this, and I was
we
really
could have two verses.
Kind of,
just sit down.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's just another verse.
Yeah.
Calm.
Stop being like that, you guys.
Oh, you weirdos. So I got a few things, you know. I was thinking about stuff, and I was like, hey, here's some things I can bring. And one of them is sort of like a testimony.
Sweetness.
It's not like a, here's my conversion story,
oh,
or anything
yes.
like that.
Gather around.
Would you rather I told a conversion story?
I don't know. Just.
Do you know how? How everything in my life transpired up until this point? We could be here for a few hours.
I don't know. That could be very long. Maybe we need to do Becoming Christian Eli Chanley.
Oh, we could. We could do one for each other, but yours is pretty simple. I was born here, so I guess I'm a Christian now.
Yeah, guess I am. Maybe it's more complicated. Maybe you don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. It might be good for me to figure out.
Maybe.
But maybe that's a thing to do in private, you know, as friends. I don't know. Anyway, so one of the things I wanted to talk about was how I'd kind of been volunteered for like worship leading work. I hate using the leader word because it's kind of dumb. Because like I'm not really leading. I'm just helping people worship God and we're doing it together.
Right.
But I went to a different church temporarily just to like hear how they do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me some perspective on, and the guy was really good at it. And he did it all by himself, leading worship. I'm doing air quotes here.
Right.
And he just did it to where he was in this state of just, it's almost like emotionally, mentally, and physically, you're standing there almost like you're in the rain, looking up at God with just your eyes, with your arms open. It's kind of like that, but in every stage of where you're at. And like, I don't know how he was able to do it. So I'm like, teach me, teacher, teach me, you know. But he said, you've got to learn how to be a worshiper yourself if you're going to help people worship. Hmm. If you got to worship, you know, I can't just stand there and be like, you know, I'm pretending to have been forgiven so that I can sing this song or whatever. It's like, no, I got to stand there and be grateful to God and mean the things I'm saying if I'm expecting the people around me to, you know, worship with me. And it was kind of an eye opener for me. And I've been thinking about it ever since. Like every time I go to help, like when we start church stuff on Sunday morning, I'm like, am I here talking to God myself and saying, hey, God, here I am. You're worth it all, you know? And it was just interesting because before I didn't really do that. I would just be like, put my head down and play the song, you know? Anyway, I think it's good to learn because I feel like that's almost like a different kind of prayer. And a lot of Christian songs are basically prayers, especially if they're talking directly to God, but they're in musical form, you know?
Right.
I really like songs. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
that's really good. I think I even listen to that and I'm like, that's kind of how I should be living my life, you know? Like, mm-hmm. They say our life is a way of worshiping Him. Am I living in that forgiveness that I am forgiven by Him? That's right. Super powerful.
Because like, I can come in and I can be like, yeah, let me... It's not like I say, I'm going to pretend to be forgiven today. But it's like, if I walk in and I'm not physically like, I am utterly grateful to be here, to be where God put me, and just so ecstatic that I have a God that loves me this much. If I'm not at that point,
right.
I sometimes feel like I'm not being genuine. Yeah. I know I will be genuine when I'm like, God, I owe you everything, you know, and right. I sing whatever is in the song. But like, there comes a point where I'm at this genuine worship state. I know, I don't think everybody is there. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you've had some talks with me about how like, oh, I'm just singing the song sometimes.
Right.
And for me, I'm like, I as someone who expects myself to be helping people worship, I should be actually worshiping,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I had to take a big look at that a while ago, and I still do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I here just because I have the obligation, or am I here to thank the creator of the universe for making me, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
That's really good.
I had to learn how. I'm still learning how. I'm not saying it's a perfect, I have it down or anything. Anyway.
Well, Eli has figured it out, so email him now.
I'll do a live stream tutor.
Yeah, live stream
just tutor session. Just to
$50
tell everybody
each
how
for
to,
like 15 minutes. Yep.
No, if anything, you want it from the guy who told me that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not you.
Definitely not you. I have a hot take.
You have a hot take.
I have a super hot take. It's hot to the touch. It's, you know?
That was bad. That was so bad.
It's about tattoos. I'm not trying to bash tattoos.
Tell us your hot
take. That's not a hot take.
Eli hates tattoos.
But I was sitting in there in the shower this morning. You know, my roommate was probably hating that I was in the shower. Like, get out. Get out. Anyway. he's here. That's why I said that. But I was thinking about, there was this thing that happens where it's pretty common for people to be like, don't get a tattoo with your partner's name on it. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, it's going to jinx your relationship or something.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how many people get Christian tattoos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, raising an eyebrow. Not
you're like, oh, hypocrite.
Not that.
What is this?
No, but I was thinking about
God.
It. Right. I was thinking about it not to be like, oh, people with Christian tattoos. Just, oh, how dare they? How dare they do
how
that?
Dare
but I was thinking about it. I was like, we have this common consensus. Don't get a relationship tattoo. Just because, you know, what happens if the relationship breaks off? But then I'm realizing we get a Christian tattoo. Is that like us saying, hey, this relationship, I'm going to say it on my body that it's never going away? You know? Anyway, it's just a shower thought, I guess. I'm just like, hey,
shower thought.
Tattoos in the shower. We can cut this out.
That's terrible. No, it's not terrible. I think that's cool. Yeah, like, I think, well, like what you said in the beginning, you know, it's kind of like, come on, you're say in permanent relationship with God, you know?
Mm.
If you get married or your partner or whatever, you know, like, you're going to be with them forever.
Right.
I don't think it's jinxing
it.
I don't know that
I'll get a tattoo for either of those things. I think my word is enough, or like my commitments that I've already made is enough. That's right. Me personally. But I don't know. I was just thinking about tattoos in the shower, and I'm like, yeah, relationships and nice relationships. We have these weird ideas about our relationships and tattoos and how we shouldn't have tattoos that symbolize our relationships, and yet people do one for God, and I'm like, do we have a relationship with God, or are we just doing this because it's cool and we want people to know we're Christians?
Okay, that is Eli's hot take.
That's my hot take.
You just shoved a lot of, what do you call it, things there at the end. Eli, all your, not Eli, all your hate. Send all your hate to Eli.
Yeah, just hit me with
StainChristian@gmail.com.
I'm just thinking.
No,
you know?
That is interesting thoughts. Yeah,
I'm not,
for sure.
I'm just trying to put my
thoughts
out.
Never thought of it that way. Eli's hot take.
Eli's hot take.
Yep. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Staying Christian podcast. I was your host, Gavin, and...
I was your other host, Eli. You know, we just...
Why are you doing the long sigh again?
I figured like I'd do it because Gavin did in the beginning. I get a turn. We are very grateful that you listen to our podcast because, you know, we think it's absolute trash. How do you put up with it?
We
do.
While we're recording this podcast, we're just like, this session, it is garbage.
I've been, like, I don't know, I feel, like, way more tired. Like, I took caffeine, I drank caffeine and everything.
Yeah, well, it didn't work, obviously.
Apparently not. Anyway, you can send us hate mail at StayingChristian@gmail.com.
Or you can DM us.
At Instagram, which is @StayingChristian. And we post updates there every time we post.
Yeah, also, if you have a suggestion for the new song segment and you're like, Gabe, Eli, your songs stink, so I'm going to send you my songs because they're awesome. DM us them and tell us, hey, this is for the new song segment, and this is why I think this song is significant.
Tell us your story behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to start doing that and show people that.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Love you, Gabe.
Love you guys. Bye.
Stay Christian, stay real. That thing
Bye.
That we
yeah.
usually
yep.
do.